T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, and our afternoon continues on After Service. And we're here going to start our second hour with a jam-packed second hour. First, we're going to talk with the Better Business Bureau. We're talking with Michelle Corey, who's the president and CEO, and she's going to give us an update on the latest scams that are out there that we need to avoid, especially during the holidays. The last thing we need in the time of stress is to be scammed and to get taken. And so hopefully she'll give us some good tips and things to look out for. Then we're going to be talking to Danny Kurth, and he's coming to us to talk about Project Wake Up Comedy Night with the Sklar Brothers. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen them. If you just Google the guys, you will know exactly who they are. They're local. They were local. They have great ties to St. Louis. They're incredible guys, and they're doing a charity benefit to raise awareness about suicide. And so we're going to talk about that and how you can get in on it. Then we're going to be talking with the Fox Theater. The Fox Theater has a ton of stuff going on for the holidays, and they have their schedule up all the way out until June, and there are some exciting shows and events happening at the Fox. And then finally, at the end of our 2 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking to Deerbergs. They're celebrating 40 years of their cooking school. And so how exciting. I mean, hopefully, I mean, I know I've done a few of their classes, but they've got some great stuff coming up over the holidays. So if you're like me looking for recipes on the internet to like prepare for Thanksgiving and make sweet potatoes when I don't even eat them, then maybe this will be helpful and it can help you get through your cooking disasters. So it's going to be a great hour. First, we're going to talk with Michelle Corey, who is the president and CEO of the St. Louis Better Business Bureau. And how are you doing, Michelle?
Just fine, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on. And I wanted to talk to you about some of the scams that you've been seeing popping up through, no pun intended, the pop-ups, coming through St. Louis, and how we can, you know, talk to our listeners about some of the things they ought to be looking for in this holiday season.
Well, the Better Business Bureau has what we call a BBB scam tracker. Anyone can just go to a Google search or any search engine and just type BBB scam tracker. And then a heat map will come up, and you'll see what scams are trending in our area. And you can either report a scam if you've been victimized or learn about the recent scams. So some of the scams trending right now in this region involve, first of all, online purchases. So this is very timely with the holiday shopping season. Mm-hmm. And with online purchases, we're telling people to make sure that you're dealing with a reputable company. Check out that company. You can do so at Better Business Bureau. Make sure it's a secured site. So at the URL that has HTTPS, S stands for secured site. And make sure it's not a site just open for the holiday season. Make sure you learn about that return policy of an online company and expected delivery date. And then what happens if what you receive is not what was actually depicted? Can you return it? So lots of complaints after the holiday season when shopping online, either because they later found out it was just a scam company. When they went back to look up the site, when they didn't get their item, the site was gone. Or they just didn't get what they thought they were purchasing. So online purchases is very big this time of year.
And HTTPS, and if that appears in like sort of the search bar, then you know, or in the actual site, that's what you look for to at least know that it's secure.
Right. Just make sure it has an S right behind it, HTTP.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Good to know. Okay. What are some of the other things? What else is the scam tracker telling us?
Well, the other is people are still receiving these calls, unfortunately, but you get a robocall, a recorded call, where you think it's from the IRS, and it'll say, call this number immediately. You owe back taxes. You could be arrested. This is important. My number is so, and my badge number is, XYZ. And then when people get a little frightened, thinking, oh, my gosh, didn't I, you know, I forget to pay a year and not pay enough, especially with people who are not born in this country, they don't understand IRS laws. Then they call the number, and then a person on the other end will, again, pretend to be from the IRS, let them know that they're in big trouble, they need to pay these back taxes, or they're going to send a police officer to their home. And people get afraid, and they say, oh, my goodness, I didn't know I owed it. You know, what should I do? And they usually say, wire us some money and get this taken care of today. Unfortunately, a lot of people fall for this, but it is a scam. The IRS will not call and threaten you on the phone. Instead, what you can do if you get this type of call, just go to the website irs.gov, and then you can check what your balance is. It's irs.gov/balance due. They'll ask you for information, your address, your Social Security number, and then you can get into it and see if you actually do owe money, or call the IRS directly. But don't wire money to someone you don't know just because you were threatened or frightened.
Oh, now I've heard that, you know, we're talking with Michelle Corey, who is the president and CEO of the St. Louis Better Business Bureau. Are the computer, you know, the pop-up, you know, oh my goodness, you know, your computer's been hacked. Is that stuff still going on where they're really getting people to believe that, you know, their computer's going to shut down if they don't send money? Is that still happening in our area?
Unfortunately, it is, and that's why the Better Business Bureau conducted an in-depth study earlier this year, and we did it because it is still widespread in this area, and the scam is effective because of a lack of education to the public. So about one half of the tech support scams really begin with a pop-up alert, usually red letters flashing, maybe a sound, a siren behind it, unexpectedly on someone's computer screen. And then the pop-up will say, call this 800 number immediately.
You've been compromised or something.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
Right. Your computer has been infected. And you think it's coming from usually a well-known company like Microsoft or Dell. And so a lot of people call the number. And then when they call that number, they will tell them that in order to fix their computer, that they will need to pay for the service and then try to see if they can get reimbursed from, you know, Microsoft or Dell or whatever it is they're saying that sent you the warning letter. And so what we're telling people, never give control of your computer to a third party. Make sure you know what you're clicking on. Look out for those suspicious emails that try to persuade you to click on a link, or it can even happen if you're searching online for maybe a computer support company, and a sponsored link will pop up, and oftentimes it's leading to a scam website, and then you're thinking it's a legitimate computer support company. It's not. So be careful with also unsolicited, unfamiliar emails that might be sent to in your email box. And if you are compromised, there's a number of things that you need to do. One is to alert your bank because you may have personal confidential information stored in your computer. Yeah. And then also take your computer to a trusted business if you're not able to get access back. Oftentimes, if this does happen to you, if you just shut down your computer system and restart it.
And
without clicking onto something. Right. And then usually you pull it back up and everything's fine. But never wire money to a stranger.
Well, these are very good tips. I wish we had more time to talk about all the things that the ways that people figure out how to rip off other people. But by all means, go to the Better Business Bureau website. They have a lot of information on there about some of the scams, and I love the scam tracker. So that is really helpful because people, you know, they hear about things and they wonder if, you know, it was just them, and then they realize that, oh my goodness, it's been going on everywhere. So Michelle Corey at the BBB, thank you so much for giving us the heads up on this stuff. And hopefully we'll talk again soon and maybe people will be better alerted to some of these scams.
Thank you. Anytime.
Thank you. All right. On the other side of the break, we're going to be talking about Project Wake Up. So join us. This is Jane Duker, KMOX, at your service. Afternoon. This is Jane Duker on KMOX at your service. And last segment, we were talking about scams that unfortunately people in St. Louis and all over the country are suffering these days, especially the computer one. That one's really bad, where you get this pop-up and they tell you your computer's dead, and if you don't go get a prepaid card or you don't wire money instantly, then your computer's going to, all your data is going to be gone and compromised. And so anyway, so she had some really good tips. So go to the scam tracker for the BBB or go to their website and learn more, because there's, you know, no limit to how many different ways these scammers try to get people, especially during the holiday season, so try to avoid it. So I'm excited to have Alex Lindley and Danny Kurth here. And these gentlemen are phenomenal supporters for Project Wake Up. And it is a project to raise awareness, I'll get that right on a Sunday afternoon, raise awareness on suicide. And they're putting together a fundraiser involving the Sklar brothers, who, if you don't know who they are, you've got to go find them. They're hysterical, to raise money for the cause. So I'm happy to have them here. Alex and Danny, how are you guys doing?
Doing really well. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, you know what? Why don't you first tell us about how did Project Wake Up, how did it happen for you guys? How do you know each other and how did this happen?
Right. So Danny and I have been friends since high school, but we really became close and came together through our efforts with Project Wake Up at Mizzou. We unfortunately lost two dear friends to suicide mm-hmm. while we were in college. We lost Carolyn Dolan in 2012. She was a Koryezu grad, a beautiful girl, very smart. It was a shocking loss to all of us. Mm. And 2 years later, I lost my best friend, Ryan Candace, also to suicide. Ryan was the last person I would have ever thought to be battling with anxiety, to have thoughts of suicide. His death was absolutely shocking. It was a big crushing blow on campus. Ryan was one of the most popular guys I knew, one of the most popular guys on campus. I always look back to something one of his pledge brothers told us. They wouldn't walk to class with Ryan because they would be late for class with how many people stopped him to say hello and chat. He was that kind of a popular guy. So in response to losing those friends, we just wanted to take action, try mm-hmm. to turn the tragedy on its head. And that gave me the idea to do a documentary film about Ryan's story, about these inadequacies and the way mental health is legislated and treated and perceived by the public in this country, the stigma around it, which I believe played a massive role in why Ryan was unable to reach out. Mm. And about that time, I gathered our friends together. Danny was very adamant about joining our cause because Danny lost his father to suicide as well several years back. So we got a giant group together. We wanted to create a documentary. It was a very naive thought of ours at the time. We could do it for $10,000 is what we thought.
Not so much, right?
No, it took a little bit more than that. So we did a GoFundMe campaign with a $10,000 goal. We hit it overnight, which was awesome.
Fantastic.
It was the power of the Mizzou community coming together and a testament to how much of an impact Ryan's death had on that school. Wow. With that, it plateaued around $30,000. We were able to hire a director, St. Louisan, named Nate Townsend.
Excellent.
Rogers Townsend Ilk. We created a short 12-minute trailer, which was like our call to action. It was told Ryan's story. We used that as a tangible preview of the production quality and what we really wanted to accomplish.
Great.
With that, we got a 501c3, and we've had several events in the past 3 years, and we've raised over $300,000 towards production
Amazing.
Of an official documentary.
Now, so did I see correctly that you're looking for what, spring? Maybe spring. When's the release?
That's
spring?
The hope. I think that sometime second quarter 2019 would be fantastic, and we're going to hit that milestone.
Oh, that's fantastic. So in helping defray some of the costs for the production, which is going to raise awareness, and you guys are going to do a comedy night. And it's going to be, the Saturday after Thanksgiving?
Yep.
And it is with the Sklar brothers, who are amazing and hilarious and nice people. And how did that come about? How did you manage to corral them into doing this? What a great thing.
So I've loved the Sklars since I was a little kid. My brother introduced me to Cheap Seats at a young age. I've always followed them. And I jumped at the opportunity to see them at Helium last December. Mm-hmm. And we had the idea to do a comedy night. I thought, who better than the Sklar brothers, St. Louis and Parkway North grads, mm-hmm. who better than them to headline this event for us? I reached out to them after the show, and they were super warm and receptive. They're great guys, hilarious, and we were just so thrilled to have them.
That is so good. That is so great. Yeah, we interviewed them. They were in town to appear at Helium, and they were in, and I mean, I've seen them, but I've never met them. And they're hysterical, and they know St. Louis, which is great.
Right.
And the way they can throw St. Louis into the comedy, you of course have to appreciate that. And how they finish each other's sentences.
Right. If you have local family in town, this is definitely the event you want to be at for some good St. Louis humor.
Absolutely. I mean, we have to make fun of ourselves, and they're really good at it. And it's at the Skip Vera Center at Chaminade.
Yes.
And for anyone who's not aware of the Skip Vera Center, it is spectacular. My son went to Chaminade. You went to Chaminade as well.
I did.
And this center is unbelievable. It's a performing arts center, and it's state-of-the-art. It's wonderful. So the seats are great. It's comfortable. Now, if people want to get tickets, and are there still tickets available?
Yeah, tickets are still available. So you can go to projectwakeup.tix.com. There are also going to be some tickets available at the box office if you just want to show up there. We do have a lot of great incentives as well. We're going to have food trucks on site for people. So I know that a 6 p.m. start time isn't ideal, but you can get your food right there. Won't have to eat early. And they'll also be on site after the event. We are offering $15 bottomless cup drinks for the whole night. And we're going to have a lot of vendors on site. It's just going to be a really, really great night. We're super excited.
Oh, great. And so, and what time does the performance start, you told me?
Doors open at 6, performances start at 7. And we're also going to be having the only exclusive trailer of our documentary. This isn't going online. This is the only place that you can see it for the event.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so, and does the project have a Facebook or somewhere else where people can go learn more about?
Yeah, the Facebook page is Project Wake Up : End the Mental Illness Stigma. You can find us on Twitter at Project Wake Up, and you can find us on Instagram at Wake Up Documentary.
So you're everywhere. That's great. I mean, it's so nice to hear that you're going to take something that's so awful and turn it into something that, I mean, I think people, we can't say it enough about getting awareness out there so that people can see the signs. I mean, it's always, you know, if it's always the people you never expect. And there is a reason for that, I think, because they don't feel like they have somewhere to go or that they should. And so will the film address that and how we've gotten to this point where we have made people afraid and we put a stigma on it and we're certainly not legislating enough to take care of mental illness. And will the film cover those kinds of issues?
Yeah, we're really focused on telling the story of what the issue is and how we can fix it through 4 separate characters. But we've interviewed a bunch of legislators at the national level, Congressman Joe Kennedy, Congressman Tim Murphy, some of the leading experts on suicide in the U.S., Dr. Thomas Joyner, who's a professor down at Florida State, is considered the mind on suicide. So these experts that we have are just going to kind of dictate their thoughts on how we can really make a difference. And our hope is that overall, there really hasn't been a mental health documentary that kind of packages everything up neatly. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this will be the vehicle that can really drive that discussion forward for legislators, private funders, even public funding as well.
That's fantastic. And you're right. I don't think people talk about it in a way that they feel like they can help. And so what's great to hear is there's call to action and there are steps that can be taken. There are things we can do better as a society to help our friends, our family, and, you know, our community. So,
yeah, everybody's been affected by this in one way or another, whether it's their own depression or their own mental illness or somebody that's a friend or a family member. So everybody's seen this from at least a degree of separation. And so I think that hopefully that will allow people to open their eyes a little bit and wake up to what's happening.
Well, and treat it as any other illness. I mean, if there was something wrong with your body, if you had diabetes, if you had cancer, if you have any other affliction, the healthcare system is all in and all there. And this is where we are falling short. And it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
It is getting worse. But nobody chooses to go through this. Nobody would, if they had the choice, would say, yeah, I think I would rather live with depression. So, yeah, we do have to start looking at it like physical injuries. We actually put a video out about a year and a half ago called Wounds that Nate, our documentary director, wrote and directed that really directly compares mental illness to a physical wound. And it shows this kid walking around all day with kind of this wound on his side, and everybody's telling him, why don't you just get over it? Why don't you just suck it up? And
nobody ever would.
Right.
No one ever would ever say that.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So that's fantastic. And I love, too, that it's coming from a viewpoint of young people, because people think that it doesn't happen to young people, and it does. Mm-hmm. And when I think, unfortunately, hopefully that will be what calls people to action, is when we know we're losing young people.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest aspects of our film. You see Ryan's story, you see a couple other stories that we have incorporated into the film, and it's such a diverse group of Americans, and it's such a group that you would never expect these people to be dealing with these issues and end up taking their own life. I think one of the big things that we stress at Project Wake Up is to check on your strong friends, because you never, ever expect some of those people to be going through these things. And if you have open up that this level of compassion and communication where they can feel comfortable actually telling you that they are going through battles, it will save a lot of lives. So
that's a great point, because it's usually the strong ones that are carrying the most, and they want to be strong. That's the whole point. Yep. Well, it has been a pleasure to meet both of you, and I think what you're doing is phenomenal, and I'm really excited that you were able to get the Sklar Brothers to come in and help you, and I think that will help a lot. And so please, go get tickets. Go to the website,
projectwakeup.tix.com.
Excellent. He knows. And so, yes, by all means, go do that. And, yeah, I'm going to try to check in. But they're fantastic. It's worth every – and I didn't know about the food trucks. That really, really helps. So that's good. Well, thank you, Alex. Thank you, Danny. And congratulations on your phenomenal work. And hopefully this will get you a lot of support.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us.
Very much.
Great. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we're going to talk to the director of programming at the Fox Theater to see what's happening in the holiday and beyond at the Fox. So come right back. This is Jane Duker, KMOX, at your service. Okay, and we are back. Had a great last segment with some incredible young men who are really trying to make a difference and trying to raise awareness on suicide. And they lost friends, and they wanted to do something about it. And so very inspiring to talk to them. So by all means, go to projectwakeup.tix. And get your seats for Saturday after Thanksgiving with the St. Louis's own Sklar Brothers. They're hilarious, and they're at the Skip Vera Center at Chaminade. So it is a great benefit comedy night for a great cause. So it was great talking to those guys. So now we're going to switch gears, and we have John O'Brien, who is the director of programming at the Fox Theater, and they have some incredible stuff coming up. And so I thought it was time that everybody hear about what they're doing for Christmas and the holidays and all the great programming they have around that. But they've got some phenomenal shows coming that we needed to hear about. So, John, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jane?
Awesome. I mean, I love looking at the lineup. I mean, I just go to the webpage and I look at the lineup and I just get so excited. So
it really is an exciting year.
You really are. Yeah, you're killing it this year. So why don't you tell our listeners about, you know, the jam-packed holidays programming that you have coming up that's, you know, basically starts with the Hip Hop Nutcracker on November 30th and continues all the way to Christmas.
Yeah, we really do have a jam-packed holiday season. It's pretty incredible, the lineup we have coming in. And, you know, for the next week, we have Aladdin, so it's still, like, not too late. And I so recommend it. It is such a gorgeous and kind of eye-catching and exciting, fun production. I really, you know, there's still time to catch that one because it's a good time. But and then, yeah, no, starting right there on the 30th, we've got Hip Hop Nutcracker, which will be fun, especially because a few days later we have the Moscow Ballet, Great Russian Nutcracker. So, you know, kind of get the
two very different versions. That's
exactly, you know, and I think you got to check out both, got to see them both and compare, contrast. It's kind of incredible the different ways that people will kind of breathe new life into the show and make it something very new and special and exciting.
And then you also have, and of course you have A Christmas Carol, which is a must-see. And then tell me a little bit about the Magical Cirque Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, that one's going to be a ton of fun. It's kind of this spectacle, this great event where there's trapeze artists. There are all these kind of, I want to say, acrobats in different ways and great music. So it is kind of like
A variety
circus act meets Christmas, meets everything. So it's a ton of fun. It's really thrilling. And I think people are really going to get a kick out of that one.
Of course, we have Rudolph. So the musical. I mean, and if you can't turn Rudolph into a musical, I mean, well, you know, so that's
exactly.
That's great. And that's right before Christmas from the 22nd to the 23rd.
That's right there. And, you know, we've had this one before and people just loved it. It's a really great show to bring the kids to, bring the family to. And especially, you know, when things are really getting a bit crazy before the holidays, it's so nice to kind of escape, take a minute, remember why we're all together, you know, that family time.
Absolutely. And then you've also got spattering in some sort of non-Christmas programming, but phenomenal. Les Mis is coming back to the Fox, everyone. Mm-hmm. So get your tickets now. What a fantastic show. And how many times has that come? A couple times? I think I've seen it once or twice. I come every time I see Les Mis.
Yeah, no, we've had it a good few times. And, you know, you just can't go wrong. It's such a big, thrilling musical. It's such an event, and, you know, you really can't miss it. And so we're always excited to have Les Mis come back and see a lot of familiar faces and, you know, kind of have a big, spectacular, big, large-scale musical. It's thrilling.
And then December 1 is a special event. You have Steve Martin and Martin Short. Those two together of, what is it, the wedding, oh, what movie is it where they were together? Father of the Bride. Thank you, Zach.
Father of the Bride, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they're deadly.
I mean, if you see these two together, like, you can't stop laughing. I mean,
exactly.
And they're both crazy smart and crazy witty. So we get an evening with those two on December 1st. Are there tickets still available for that?
Yes. You know, there are some limited tickets, and if you keep an eye out, you will find a few different outlets for getting those, but it's pretty limited as of now.
I can see why. Get on that quick.
Check it out.
And then I saw a very interesting, so on December 18th, another one night event with a Straight No Chaser, which is that a cappella?
That is, yeah. And this group is really, they're pretty phenomenal, and they've come by the Fox before, and, you know, we find people just eat them up there. Phenomenal. These musicians are just stunning. So that's another great thing to see. Bring the family out, have a nice night of music, get some dinner. These guys are just incredible. So
there you go. Now, and so seen. If you can get through Christmas and you haven't been to the Fox 10 times, which you should, right after the holidays, I mean, you have a line of phenomenal shows coming. Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, yeah, we can't wait. I mean, Anastasia's coming in the day after Christmas.
Excellent.
And if you need a little life breathed back into you, that is a great way to do it. This production is stunning. The costumes are gorgeous. The cast is awesome. We actually have some local, some Muni, past Muni performers in this production.
Oh, great.
Local, so maybe some familiar faces for our St. Louis audiences. So that's going to be really a great way to, you know, make your way, get out of that Christmas slump if you're there.
Absolutely.
That Fiddler coming up in January. This is a beautiful production. For anyone who saw The King and I at the Fox, this is Bart Scher, who directed that, is doing this one. And it's kind of some new, fresh choreography, a new, fresh look at it. So we're really kind of dusting the cobwebs off this incredible show and making it something so fresh and thrilling. I think people are going to love that one.
And the Rat Pack is back. I mean, I've seen them in Vegas. I love them. These guys, it's borderline creepy. You shut your eyes and you think you are there. And the guy who plays Dean Martin, I mean, I've just not seen somebody so spot on. So, I mean, I highly recommend, if you love all of that old,
absolutely,
you know, that kind of style of show, it's a perfect show for that. And
absolutely
then,
agree.
Rock of Ages.
Mm-hmm. And this is the 10th anniversary tour, so we're really excited to have this one.
I can't believe that's 10 years old. That is amazing.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't it nuts?
No, that's crazy. And then you have one of my favorites of all time, and I've seen it on Broadway, and I've seen it here in St. Louis. Beautiful, Carole King.
Yeah. No, I mean, that show is nuts. It's one of my favorite things about that musical is you listen to these songs, you think, oh my gosh, I had no idea that was Carole King.
And that's why you need to go.
Recognition. Exactly.
You will know every song, and you don't know that you're going to know every song until you see it. And she was so prolific. And her life story is great, too, and how the music is weaved into her life story. It's a phenomenal production, so I strongly recommend that one as well.
Beautiful show. Cannot wait for that one.
And then Rain, involving the Beatles. So what is that? I have not heard of that before.
It's a tribute show that we're doing a great performance, and it's this tribute concert to the Beatles. So there's a lot of these greatest hit songs coming through. It's really, if you're a fan of the Beatles, you really should check it out. We've got a lot more information on that one on the Fabulous Fox website.
Oh, great.
You can see some videos, but it really should be a thrilling, fun, kind of crazy night. It's great.
And then Waitress and Miss Saigon are also on the list, and those are both incredible shows. Now, how old is The Waitress? It's a newer one, you know.
Yeah, Waitress is a newer musical, and it's, you know, this show is so sweet, and no one, pun intended, I guess, with the pie thing, but it is so It's such a sweet, incredible show, and it's based on the movie starring Kerry Russell.
Which is a great movie. I mean, it really was, and it's an interesting story, and so, I mean, yeah, so if you've seen the movie, I'm sure she's just a pie maker who just dreams of sort of getting out.
And it transfers so well to the stage, and I think part of that is because you have Sarah Bareilles did the music, and
she's amazing.
So many times Grammy nominated. She's brilliant. And the score is out of this world. I mean, I sing it far too often in my apartment, and my friends and family are driven to
madness,
to the
right?
Edge, but
that's okay.
No, it's an incredible score. I think people are going to really, really get a kick out of that one. It's a lovely show.
Well, John, I cannot thank you enough for coming and telling us about this lineup. And so if St. Louisans, if you don't take advantage of this lineup, you're crazy, because it is jam-packed with incredible show after show and unique experiences. So do not forget to get away from the hustle and bustle and go sit in the theater and feel great.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Well, good. Well, I'll check back in with you when more, shows get added to the agenda. So just go to the website, fabulousfox.com, and you can get information on all the different shows, get descriptions, and get times and dates. So please do that. And John O'Brien, I hope to talk soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Okay. So right after this break, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to have Dearburgs on the line. We're going to help them celebrate the 40th anniversary of their cooking school. So join me for the last segment on At Your Service. This is Jane Duker on KMOX. Okay. And we are back for our last segment for At Your Service. It's gone by so quickly. Zach, he said this has gone by good. He's liked all of our guests. Well, it has been a great show. We've looked at everything from finding out what's going on in our St. Louis County parks. We've learned about the Fashion Fund. We've also learned about scams that are out there from the Better Business Bureau. And really important message with Project Wake Up, which is a fundraiser, a comedy night with the Sklar Brothers. That's raising money for Project Wake Up, which is a documentary film regarding suicide awareness and ideas for addressing the mental health crisis that we're suffering in this country and around the world. And then we also heard what's going on at the Fox Theater for the holidays and beyond. So you can always go to KMOX At Your Service and get podcasts and hear any one of the interviews. So if you're interested in hearing about the events and the things that we discussed, don't hesitate to go to the web and get the podcast. So I'm really excited to talk to Chef Christy, and I hope I say it right, Maggie. So yeah, Zach is correcting me. And because she is the chef and culinary marketing manager at Dearburgs, and they are celebrating their 40th anniversary of the cooking school, which is the School of Cooking, which is, I've been there. I love it. It's incredible. So congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very excited to be in our 40th year of cooking classes at Dearburgs. Who would have thought 40 years ago when Bob Dearburg opened the first location that 40 years later we'd still be doing cooking classes, and we actually have 5 cooking schools throughout the region now.
You do? It's amazing how it's grown, and I'm sorry I butchered your name.
You're fine.
But I was looking at this because it was funny, and this is how I got the idea to check in with you guys. I thought, I wonder if they've got any, classes coming up. Maybe I can learn how to do, maybe something different for the holidays. And then I saw, one, how expansive your offerings are. And two, I saw that it was your 40th anniversary, and I'm like, oh my goodness, well, I have to have them on because, I mean, my childhood, every time going to Dearburgs and watching the countertop and watching the cooking going on.
It's funny that you say that was your first interaction as a child. We get that all the time. People are like, I took a cooking class when I was 9, or I went to a birthday party or Girl Scout class when I was a kid, and I haven't been back since. And then they kind of clicks that we do classes for every age generation. But we still do kids' classes. We absolutely believe that that's a foundation that we'll always do. We believe that that's where those healthy habits and lifetime lessons are built.
Amen.
We do kids' classes. We do parent and child classes, which actually turn out to be a lot of times grandparent and child classes. So it's those bonds that you form at an early age that we hope just kind of sticks with you and keeps you coming back.
Well, and I love, too, because you also have, if you want to do like a girls' night out or you want to do date night. So there's plenty. And I remember one time my sisters and I all went to a I think with the Pasta House crowd, we went and learned how to make some Pasta House dishes, and we had a ball, and it was it was like a great night out.
It is. We do over 100 classes every month at between the five schools. We have date nights if you and your husband or a friend want to come to those type of classes. We have girls' night outs where you get a couple friends together for a relaxing evening. We do kind of demonstration style where you're just sitting back. It's like going to dinner in a movie. Mm-hmm. Or we have hands-on classes where you actually get into the kitchen and get dirty and really kind of learn that technique firsthand. Yesterday, I did a pie class that was hands-on. Each person made a homemade apple caramel pie to take home, and then we made three other pies in class too. So they actually learned from scratch step by step.
Oh, see, and that's fantastic. I mean, so yeah, if you want to just watch and eat, that's always good. And then, but if you also want to learn something, which I've done there before and loved it, and there's still recipes and things that I do. I mean, because once you learn it, you always have it. And I love, if you want to look over on the web, just go to thedeerbergs.com and look at, they give you in-depth explanations of all the different classes and what you're in detail, what you're going to be doing.
We put the menu for each class out there so you know exactly what each dish that either yourself or the chef will be making in the class. You get to take home every single recipe that's tested and tried in our kitchens. And then a lot of those recipes actually then make it onto our website for different purposes and stuff too. So use that as a resource throughout your holiday planning. That Dearburg.com has thousands of recipes on it.
It's amazing. It really is stunning. And so, and now I didn't realize you were up to five locations. So you've got Bowie Hills, you have DePere, Edwardsville.
And then West Oak, which is in kind of the Creve Coeur area, and South Roads, which is at Tesson Ferry and 270. Yes.
That is amazing. And so you have a special dedicated, so what that looks like is there's a special dedicated place within the grocery store.
Yes, each one's a little bit different layout. Some of them are right in the front of the store. You can see them as you're checking out. The DePere location, which is our newest location, is actually on our second level, on our mezzanine level. And that school's about three times bigger than some of the other ones that you might have seen. It's a great, beautiful kitchen. That one really focuses on doing some private events. We do team building exercises. A lot of corporations will do client entertainment. We do large scale classes that are kind of wine and cheese tastings and alcohol pairing classes. So that one's used for a little bit different purposes, but a lot of fun and a lot of different things that you can find in our brochures themselves.
Well, and one thing that I always love about it is it's not like snobby cooking. Like anybody can show up and, you know, have zero skills, have zero knowledge, and it's great because, you know, it's a hands-on and it's easy and it's accessible.
Yeah, even if you read the brochure and there is a fancy class, like we have our holiday traditions class, which is, you know, a beautiful laid out Christmas dinner party type class. It's craft stuffed beef tenderloin this year and a bread pudding with vanilla Cabernet sauce. So that sounds very impressive. And like you might, I don't cook. I don't know how to do that. We try to make everything approachable and step by step so that anybody could make everything that we make in class.
Right. I mean, and that's what's great. I mean, people just need to know that, look, you too can do this. So you have like your down home Christmas dinner. I see that's one. I mean, I mean, you can, you know, you can get that done. And it's, you know, and so I love that because, you know, if you're not somebody who's been trained and you haven't spent, you know, most of your childhood and early years like cooking, you can be intimidated. But there is no intimidation factor here at all.
No, and we have so many different types of menus for every different taste point. You know, for the holidays, we've got tons of different cookie classes, bars, and brownies. But then we have simple classes, like you said. We've got kind of intensive classes. But every single style and taste is what we reach for. You know, with 100 different classes, we're really trying to fit everybody's, you know, perfect class and perfect evening out.
So how many instructors do you have? Like I look through and I see there's just a ton, which is, I mean, so many different people contribute.
Yeah, each of the locations has its own school of cooking manager, and they teach a large portion of the classes throughout our brochure. But we have contract instructors or freelance instructors that are either really great home cooks. We have caterers. We have restaurant chefs. We have nutritionists. We have all different backgrounds that teach the classes. And, you know, we have vegan classes. We have plant-based classes. So everything that's out there, right?
I mean, there is something for everyone. I mean, legit. And they're really reasonably priced. I mean, for what you get, you know, it's actually like an evening out and you get to eat it. You get all the ingredients and you don't really have to bring anything generally. And so it's just easy step in and jump in. So, I mean, I thought all the prices, they're like $40. I mean, there's no way you can, you know, get the ingredients for that much.
Yeah, we have some classes that are priced at $35. You know, our date night classes are priced around $90 to $100. You know, you and your husband can't go out to dinner and get a cocktail, a four-course meal, pay for tax and tip and everything for less than that. So
absolutely.
It's a great, great evening out for everybody. Girls' night outs, you know, you get together in a large group to sit around the counter and socialize a little bit while somebody else treats you for one.
Which I'm all for that. I mean, there's actually a class called, just so you know, people, it's important, and it's coming up. It's called Boozy Baking.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is how you incorporate the booze into the cooking. I mean, I don't.
Absolutely.
That one has to sell out. That's over lunchtime, too.
That's actually the class that I'm teaching, and I love that theme. We do that one probably two or three times a year with different recipes each time. But, yeah, I mean, who doesn't love dessert and who doesn't love alcohol? Get them both together.
You have to be really popular on that one.
It's
and
a good one.
You know, and if you want to make homemade pasta, so I'm looking at that, thinking, you know, that you have periodically have classes on how to do that and to demystify making homemade pasta. It's not.
And we do. We have like those kind of workshop classes where it's really important the first time that you're making something like that to do it yourself and to feel and touch the dough. Ask somebody, am I doing this right? Am I doing it wrong? So those kind of classes, those are the ones that I love to teach because you see that moment where someone's like, wow. I never thought I could do this, and they know that they can now.
Yes, and then, okay, so it's not even just the food, but in other presentation, you have the holiday floral centerpiece and tablescapes. So, like, even learning just, like, basics about how to arrange flowers and do things, you know, that make your table and your dining experience that much better.
Yeah, we do that one at our Edwardsville location, and we actually have one of our florists from our central floral design come in and teach how to put together a centerpiece. It's a workshop where you guys do that. We feed you a great meal while you're doing it. Beth at our West Oak location, she does this spa class every brochure, and it's using essential oils to make kind of things like bath scrubs, soaps, things of that sort. So every different personality. Sally at our Bogey Hills location does these beautiful cookie bouquets that you could give it in as a gift during the holidays or even at Valentine's Day. She does a couple. So it's not always just a pure meal. There's lots of different kind of things to get everybody active and involved.
Well, go to Dearburgs.com. Thank you, Christine. I wish I had more time.
You're welcome.
I talked to you for ages on this, but go to the website and get a cooking class. And this has been a wonderful At Your Service. KMOX, have a wonderful afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.